Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show. Mike Wood coming to you live from the city of Medicine, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the 14th day of July 2016. Well, tell you what, tonight, once again, Linda Van Smith, co-host, will be with me, but lots of things, I mean lots of things happening in the world of sports, some good, some bad, but some great, and tonight is one of those great things because on the Overtime Hotline tonight, we have Dr. Ingrid Wicker-McCree, the athletic director at North Carolina Central University, and I might say the greatest university on the planet, and she's going to join us right here in just a few minutes. And a programming note, don't forget, coming up Monday, Richard Hayes Jr., the head football coach at Federal State University, will be right here on the Overtime Sports Show to talk about everything that is Broncos football. Without further ado, let's go to the Overtime Hotline and Dr. Ingrid Wicker-McCree. Good evening, Dr. Ingrid Wicker-McCree. How are you this evening?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me on the show this evening. I've been excited and seeing all the tweets you've been sending out. So I hope there's a lot of people out there listening about, you know, to learn more about what we're doing here at NCCU Athletics.
Well, I tell you what, great things happening over there at North Carolina Central, if I do say so myself. I mean, it is fantastic. The program itself is growing and growing and growing and getting on the national stage, which is absolutely what you want. But before we get to that, let's talk about you. Tell our listening audience about your background, and I tell you what, you know, it's an honor. You're, you know, CIAA Hall of Fame inductee. I mean, we can go on and on and on about all the honors, but tell the audience about your background in athletics and education in general.
Well, believe it or not, Mike, my first job after grad school was with pretrial release services in Wake County. My undergrad degree was in criminal justice, and I wanted to be a probation officer. And then I ran into Coach Leroy Walker one day, and he told me that there weren't enough black females in athletic administration and coaching. And so, of course, like we all did then, is to listen to Dr. Walker, and I pursued a coaching and administrative career at a school down the road in Greensboro. But that's where my career took off in athletics. And from there, I was actually given the esteemed opportunity to follow Coach Sandra Schuler's footsteps and become the second women's volleyball coach here at NCCU. And so once I came here in 94, I coached volleyball and softball, and I taught classes in physical education. And then as our leadership changed, because I think I've worked for about five or six athletic directors before taking over, I kind of slowly accrued additional responsibilities. So eventually I had oversight of academics, compliance, eligibility, and then business operations. And then Coach Hayes departed, and I was given the opportunity by Dr. Nims to lead the program. And now under Chancellor Saunders White leadership, I'm a member of the Chancellor's Executive Leadership Team, and that has just been an amazing learning experience to work for Dr. Saunders White, but also alongside my colleagues who represent the leadership of the university. So that's kind of in a nutshell how I transitioned in my career path to the Director of Athletics position.
Well, I'll tell you what, we here in Eagle Land will forgive you for that little indiscretion of being at that community college in Greensboro. I mean, what can I say? But, okay, so now, you know, assuming all those roles, I'm sure that, you know, of course, administratively, I mean, it was a lot to learn, and it seems like in a relatively short amount of time, you rose through the ranks to get to where you are now. But, you know, there's lots of things that happened within your tenure. North Carolina Central University went from Division II, where it was very successful, to Division I, where really it's taking a foothold now and taking us into another century. Tell us the difficulties that you ran into, or that the program itself, the school, the athletic department ran into, going from Division II to Division I, because it ain't easy.
No, it was not. You know, we had to work really hard at getting the buy-in from everyone. That included the student athletes, the coaches, the staff, the university family, our community, and our alums. Coach Hayes and I went all over the country speaking with alums, answering questions. You know, we worked with consultants and the Board of Trustees. So we had to get that buy-in first. And then after that, you know, the NCAA transition process is very rigid. They want you to do things in a very quick time frame. You know, people always would say, well, 5 years, that's a long time. It appeared to be, but it went by extremely quickly. And so within that 5 years, we had to put in place, you know, everything that our peers have in Division One. And so we focused on the infrastructure, you know, enhancing scholarships and operations, recruiting, and staff for the first, you know, those first five, actually almost 10 years now. And now we're shifting focus to our facilities and external relations, in such as, you know, fundraising, marketing, strategic communications with media relations and Kyle's group, and the fan experience. You know, but all the while, we haven't left focus from academic achievement and graduation. So it has been very challenging right now. The challenge is on the financial side, really trying to sustain a Division I program, because as we know, out of the, you know, all of the Division I schools, there's only about 21 to 22 that actually realize a profit. And so that is a challenge in helping people understand that, you know, the university has to help, and ours certainly does, as well as the students. And so all of that, you know, having to make sure you're constantly communicating, educating everyone about this transition, because even though we're now Division I, we've been Division I for 5 years now, we're still learning. And so so it's a lot of education. But I can say that we have a great team. When Coach Hayes, he told me when he left that we were going to go through a big old black hole in terms of winning and losing. And it was really, we had to mentor each other and really support each other through those challenging times. And now we're seeing the fruits of our labor. You know, we're seeing our teams winning championships and so on. And so it's been worth the ride.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned in there that the, you know, academics, and that's a big part of, you know, what I preach all the time when I'm around the students there at North Carolina Central or whatever. Academics first. That is, and the sports part of it is the reward for the academic side of it. You don't just come to play a sport and then go to school. You take care of your academics, and then you are granted the privilege of being able to participate in a sport at North Carolina Central. Two student athletes recently have been recognized as, you know, getting some of the highest academic awards offered by the NCAA, by the school and everything else. That's Jenny Tracy and Jamie Dye. They came in and they have, you know, 4.0 GPAs, 3.8 GPAs. Hey, I can't even spell a 4. I can't even say 4.0 for myself. But, I mean, they come in and they just completely, like, you know, take the concept of the student athlete and take it to the level where it needs to be. Talk about those two athletes and what they meant to North Carolina State University and to the program overall.
You know, both of them are just stellar people, phenomenal individuals. And I commend our coaches for recruiting and seeking out these top performers, these scholar student athletes. And I have to commend the coaches in general, because they have done a superb job of recruiting student athletes who truly have excelled and can excel in the classroom and on the field of play. And, of course, Jenny and James are two of those. There were several others. Tamina from men's tennis graduated with a 4.0. So this year, Jenny was named valedictorian, one of three that the university recognized. And since I've been here, that has not happened. And so I was very extremely proud of that. Both of them receiving all academic national awards. And so you can't ask for better role models. And, of course, those two names will be mentioned, you know, from here on out as to, you know, what does a true student athlete look like who excels both on the court and in the classroom. And so for Jenny, you know, her accolades keep coming. I'm always, you know, shooting her or posting on her Facebook page congratulations almost every month, because now she is the MEAC candidate for the NCAA Woman of the Year. And so we're just really proud of their hard work. They pushed their teammates and other student athletes, you know, to thrive for and strive for success and excellence, Eagle excellence. as Chancellor Saunders White would say. And so we're very proud of them.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to see if I can talk to Chancellor Saunders White about getting a new category. They have a valedictorian, they have a salutatorian, and then, like when I graduated, I heard my mom, when I finally got my degree, and I heard my mom, she was up in the stands up there, and she hollered out, "Thank you, Lordy." So they need a category called "Thank you, Lordy," for people like me. So, you know, what can I say? But now, you know, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, North Carolina Central University, they're very serious about their academics. I mean, you know, I travel with the teams on the road doing the broadcast and stuff, and I see that they do their study halls, and they're serious about this. It's not something that's cursory that they say they do. I mean, I'm sitting there. I marvel at how these young men and women, how they really have to budget their time. I mean, to be a Division I athlete, yeah, it looks good. You're on television. You wear the nice little uniform, you know, and you're up there, you're cute and everything. But there's a lot of work that goes into this. I mean, they do have a structured, rigid schedule that they do stick to, and academics is truly, whether they're at home or away, is truly a big part of what they do, and that is the greatness and the eagle excellence of North Carolina Central is they do take that so seriously. It's just not window dressing, I'm telling you. And, you know, people can see all they want to. There are other schools with a lot of problems going on right now because they take one portion of the student-athlete and just look at that athlete portion and not the whole student. But at North Carolina Central, they really look at the entire picture. Now, let's talk about the renovations that are done to the old gymnasium. And now it's you know, the McDougal McClendon Arena. So let's talk about improving the fan experience there. I tell you what, if you haven't been over to the arena lately, you need to go. It has really taken in awesome changes. But I'll let you tell the listening audience about the renovations there at the arena.
Well, you know, our student-athletes have been asking for a very long time for some upgrades, and we've wanted those coaches, even when I was coaching. And I feel so bad now that with the new floor, I'm like, Lord, what do we do to the knees of our student athletes? But we have done a lot of improvements, and really, honestly, thank you. Thanks to our leadership, you know, our Vice Chancellor Durant and Chancellor for really assisting us with these projects. So this year we welcomed or brought in a new video board from Daktronics, this amazing video board. Our arena floor, thanks to Foster Specialty Floors, beautiful design. Cree helped with the lights. It was a university project, and so our lights in the gym, if you walk in now, you would be amazed. And then for the football stadium, we put in a new stadium seat, so we have a new Eagle seat licensing program. We had Hawkers out there this year. Back in McDougal McClendon Arena, we have courtside seating now, thanks to one of our sponsors, Mandrake Lewis with Quality Care Solutions. And so all of these upgrades have been wonderful for our fan experience. And we also implemented a fan experience advisory council this year, and that's led by our marketing director, Luann Edmonds-Harris. And so she meets with this group after games, and they give her their feedback from the time they walk into the gate to concessions and all of that. So it's really important that we continue trying to understand what our fans want, what our students want, and do what we can to do those, to have those upgrades. And so in the future, you know, we want to resurface the track. We also want to upgrade some of the spaces that we have to provide all of our teams locker room space. And then more, the biggest, you know, project, of course, is the field house. And so we're doing small things that we can do to make, you know, big, huge impacts, but certainly we have a long way to go.
Yeah, I tell you, I was, you know, to go to the university now as opposed to when I was there when I was young, and yes, Kyle Serba, I know you're listening, I was young. I was not born at this age. I was young one time. And to see the differences now, I mean, it's light years ahead. Under your leadership, everything has just moved at a rapid pace, and people say, well, it was 20 years in the making. Yeah, but you got to understand, in the athletic world, that's at a rapid pace, especially when you're dealing
right.
with, you know, constraints like budgeting you know, you have to worry about the money. I mean, you just don't get this. You don't walk in and smile and people say, oh, yeah, let me give you that $300,000 school board just because you got a great smile. It doesn't work that
right.
way. You got to come
nope.
in with cash or backing. And so, you know, it just takes time. And we're making the strides because we started behind the line. And now we're catching up to the line and inching in front of it, and it's going to get better and better as time goes on. Now,
and just imagine, imagine if, you know, once we upgrade our facilities, and our coaches are doing, again, a great job of recruiting these students here, and we don't have what some of the schools in our conference and other Division I schools have. So for them to still be able to recruit our students and the quality student athletes here, imagine when Coach Mack has that field house. Or imagine when our new track coach has that new track surface out there and can host meets. And so, you know, now volleyball and basketball is seeing, you know, what an impact it makes when they bring recruits here to show them this new floor and the video board. So just imagine, you know, once all of our facilities are upgraded, what our coaches and the type of students they're going to be able to really bring here in addition to the quality student athletes we have now. It just will make their job a little easier.
Yeah, I talk to a lot of fans, you know, and they talk about, you know, we need a bigger football field. You know, they say, well, look at what's that school in Greensboro. Look at their field. I'm like, yeah, you know, they got a nice field. It's a pretty big field. But as I recall, we beat them on that big field, so I guess it's not the size of the field, huh? I'm just throwing it out there. I don't want no trouble. I'm going to start no trouble. I'll just start throwing that out there. Well, Linda, you got some questions for Dr. Ingrid Wicker-McCree?
I do, Dr. Wicker-McCree. How are you this evening?
Just fine, thank you.
Well, that's good. And I just want to piggyback on you all were talking about academics. I remember when I was in grad school, I was taking a class, and we were instructed to help the boys' basketball team, to tutor the boys' basketball team. And I remember the assistant coaches were very vigilant, you know, and it was structured, and they were determined to help these students, you know, get their work done, and I thought that was awesome. They were doing an awesome job, and the you know guys were there on time, and they were doing what they needed to do in order to be successful, I'm sure, in the classroom. But this is what I see that you have served in a variety of leadership positions in both conferences, national-level organizations, particularly as president of the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, or CIAA. What are some of the challenges you have faced being a female athletic director?
You know, that is a question I often get. You know, I think the challenge is being okay with knowing that it's going to be very few of you. So in meetings and in conventions and in any setting in athletics with athletic leaders and administrators, that you're going to be one of the only ones or very few. And so I think that has been the challenge. The challenge has been how do we get more? Recently, about 13 of us that were women of color athletic directors met down in Dallas. And it was the first time that we all sat together. And it was just amazing to see how very consistent the backgrounds and the career paths to the seat is amongst that group. But I think in just general, just making sure that when we are able to serve in this capacity, that we do the very best job possible. So there is a little extra pressure because there's so few of us, and we know that if we make a mistake, that makes it much more challenging for those coming behind us that are aspiring to sit in this seat as well. And so I think that would be most of the challenge. You kind of move past the fact that it takes you much longer to get to this seat than your male counterparts. But I think once you get here, you have to make sure that you're representing, you know, everyone well. But in particular, you have to do a good job such that the door remains open for those other young women who are aspiring to be athletic directors.
Right. I see that you're doing a fabulous job at alma mater, NCCU. Now, what are some, I know you mentioned the football field. What are some other projects that you would like to see at NCCU in the future?
Well, definitely the resurfacing of our track. You know, that our TRAP program is one of our you know, historically, traditionally most successful programs. And so we're unable to really maximize the program without having the track that we surface that we need. And so we lose opportunities to host track meets here because our, you know, students and runners want to run on great surfaces. And so we definitely have to put back our emphasis on our track. And then it's just not just for athletics, because the track is used by classes in terms of academic affairs as well as student affairs and the community. And so we want to make sure that it is a safe environment for people to work out and exercise and train on. And so I think that's one of our most pressing facility projects that we are going to have to address very soon. And then others, you know, some smaller things that we are trying to do is within McDougal-McClendon Arena is do some aesthetic upgrades to make sure that when people are coming into the building, because the building is used not just by athletics but the university. We have tours that go on, you know, that start in here. And so we want to make sure that people, it is an old building, but we don't want it to feel old. And so we're really trying to do some upgrades. Coach Moten and Coach Taylor are doing some amazing things down the basketball wing with regards to a pictorial historical display of our greats in terms of coaches and student athletes. And if you ever have a chance to get by here to look at it, it's phenomenal. And so I commend him and Vanessa on their vision that's in line with what we're trying to do with this entire facility.
Well, let's talk about, do you have a brand, the MEAC entered into a brand new, get the brain going first, right, into a brand new deal yesterday, it seemed like it was announced yesterday anyway, with Nike to provide the apparel for North Carolina Central and other MEAC schools. Talk about what the addition of bringing in a company with the power and the force of Nike into, you know, the HBCU arena, not just at North Carolina Central or the MEAC, but into the HBCU arena overall. Explain what that's going to mean to the program there at North Carolina Central as far as recruitment and just drawing in, you know, outside resources.
Well, I think you said it best in terms of that national brand and the opportunity for now our student-athletes to have both apparel and shoes be the same brand. That's a plus, number one. But it is very important. Our student-athletes and prospective student-athletes, they ask those questions, you know, are you a Nike school? Are you an Under Armour school? And so for us to be able to say that we are Nike and not, you know, Russell for apparel and Nike for shoes is certainly a plus for recruitment efforts for our coaches and our student the student athlete experience. We are very very grateful to Nike to extend to us and some of our other members the deal that they did, and so we're looking forward to the next 4 years having a great relationship with Nike.
Well, I tell you, whatever happened to the old days when you would just go and get a uniform? I remember the coach asking me what number I wanted, and the only thing my requirement was one that would get me on the field to play. So, I mean, and now it's like, you know, I mean, it's amazing now what, you know, kids, I need a face shield. I need gloves. Really? Seriously? You did it? Okay. All right. Well, it is what it is. On a personal note, I'd just like to say to you, Dr. Ingrid Wickham-McCree, and also to Kyle Serber, the Sports Information Director there, I want to say how appreciative I am of you giving me the opportunity to broadcast your sporting events there at North Carolina Central. It's something that has been a dream of mine ever since I was a little kid. And, yes, Kyle, once again, I was a little kid, and it was many years ago. Okay, I settled that. Okay, so many years ago, I started out wanting to do this, and I didn't know exactly how I was going to get there, went to a local radio station, got doing this, and then, you know, given the opportunity there at North Carolina Central, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to do that. It is truly a dream come true for me. It is one I take with pride. It is one that I love to do. I don't think there's anything else on earth I would rather do more than that. You know, you have some wonderful kids there. They are so, I mean, not only do you have, you, has North Carolina Central recruited great student athletes, but they have also recruited great young men and women. I remember going through some medical issues that I had that they, you know, they helped me so much. I mean, there's just certain things they would not let me do. They would not let me lift stuff. They would not let me carry stuff. They would not let me do any of that stuff. They did it. They said, no, sit down. We got it. I mean, and it was just so
amazing.
Well,
Mike, and we're extremely, you know, I can't pay everybody. I can't, you know, I only have certain positions. But I want to say our volunteers, and you certainly, your time that you spend with us is extremely appreciative and valued very highly. And so I am very grateful that you spend the time that you do with us and our teams on the road. When the coaches, when we say, well, okay, Mike wants to go, they're willing and ready to put you on that travel roster. And so you do a wonderful job. Volleyball was extremely entertaining to listen to this past season. And so, but you're doing a phenomenal job, and I can't say thank you enough to you for what you do for NCCU.
Well, I tell you what, you are certainly welcome. You know, it is an honor and a privilege for me. It's something that I really do take seriously. I really love doing what I do, and it's a great group of people, you know, working there with Kyle and Jonathan and, yes, even Kevin. Working with Kevin is it's just an honor to do that. And I just can't think of anything else I would rather do on this earth to finish up the last few years I may have. If I'm a student athlete, I ask every coach that comes on the show, and you're a coach too, because if you ever had the title coach, you're a coach for life. So
that's right.
There was a student athlete out there, a parent, a student athlete, a friend, a foe, anybody that wanted to know, why do I need to send my student athlete, first of all, my student, to North Carolina Central University? What would you tell them that would make them say, ah, that is the school for me?
Well, you know, during that recruiting process, and I know our coaches do a phenomenal job telling the story and telling our story, but first of all, the academic offerings that we have here at NCCU, you know, our provost has pushed the envelope and chancellor with regards to diversifying our program offerings. And so now students, we can come here and not have to go down the road because we don't have engineering. You know, so I have to commend them on making it easier for our coaches and for myself to recruit not just student athletes but coaches here because of our academic programs and what we do here. But when they come into my office, and I usually get to meet most of the recruits, you know, I tell them they really have to be comfortable with the people they meet on that one visit. You know, they only get 5 visits, you know, official visits, and they need to make sure that they understand where those people are coming from. And I tell them it's not just your coach that's going to be taking care of you, and I say this to the parents or your son or daughter, it's 74 of us, and we're all responsible for when that son, their son or daughter, or that student comes onto our campus. And it is our obligation to make sure that they are successful. Chancellor said very quickly the first meeting she had with all of us her first year was 4 years. That's it, 4 years. And so we try to make sure that the student athlete or that prospect, when they're visiting, they understand that academics is first. The student-athlete experience even is second in terms of what this community has to offer a student coming to school at NCCU. And then, of course, athletic excellence. And so those are the things that I say to recruits, that I say to coaches that I'm hiring or trying to recruit to come here, and staff that are very important to this university and the Durham community. And for them to be successful if they so choose NCCU.
Well, Dr. Ingrid Wicker-McCree, thank you so much for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show. I can tell you, when I say it truly has been an honor, it truly has. And I just want to say thank you for all the things that you and the staff over there at North Carolina Central are doing to increase the fan experience. The kids come first, their experience there at North Carolina Central University, and just, you know, just the overall, quote, well-being of the university. I want to thank you for all that you've done and wish you the best as time goes on and things go on to improve that experience and go to even further heights. Like you said, we're building champions, and a national championship is within reach. Before, I don't think you could see it, but now the clouds have parted, the sun is shining, and it's shining up on the hill, and I really believe that we're almost there. We're going to grab that brass ring one of these days.
That's right. Well, I really appreciate, again, and, you know, also, Mike, I want to make sure that our alumni of NCCU are proud and that it makes it, that we make it easy for them to be the very best advocates for their alma mater. And so we're all in this together. We're one team, and I know we're going to achieve all of our goals.
All right, Dr. Wake McCree, thank you so much for appearing on the Overtime Sports Show.
Thank you.
All right. That was Dr. Ingrid Wicker-McCree, the athletic director at North Carolina Central University, talking about everything that is North Carolina Central University athletics. Well, Linda, a great show today, and I tell you what, I was really pumped for this show because I wanted the world to know everything that's going on over there at North Carolina Central and all the great things, and that it's becoming one of the stellar universities in North Carolina. And
yes, it is.
You know, I just can't say enough about, you know, what's going on over there. And I know I'm a little biased because I'm there, and that's okay too, because I'm going to pump up Eagle Excellence because I believe it's the best university in the world. I don't say that just to, as a catchphrase. I believe it. It's the greatest university on the planet, and I truly believe that. So until Monday, well, we're going to, when Coach Richard Hayes Jr. comes on from Federal State University, take it easy, stay cool, and see you later, everybody.
Take care.